Do you want to climb harder routes and do more of them in a session? We have a training program designed just for route climbers who have access to a route climbing gym. In the program, you'll get 3 unique workouts every week for as long as you're signed up for the program. You'll cycle through 6-week training phases of power endurance, strength, finger strength, and then a performance phase where you'll test your new strength out. The program will help you increase your overall strength so that your current projects will feel way easier and you'll be able to do more work in a single session, which means you get to try projects more times in a day so you can send them more quickly. The program was designed by a professional climbing trainer and there's a free 7-day trial so you can see if you like it before you pay. It's all online and you'll have access to the workouts on your dashboard, from your phone, at the gym. Find out more or try it out at trainingbeta.com/roots. This is the Training Beta Podcast, and I'm your host, Neely Quinn. Thanks for joining me for another episode all about training for rock climbing. And today I have a special guest. Her name is Erin Ettinger, and she and I decided to have her on the show because I wanted to talk to people who have used our training programs. So our route climbing training program, our bouldering training program. And I have other interviews about the bouldering program, but Erin specifically used our route training program and has had great success on it. I'm not going to tell you any more about it. You saw the title of this episode and it piqued your interest, and she will definitely tell you all about it. So I'm just going to let her do the talking here, but I will say that the program that we're talking about is the same one that I just told you about, and you can find it again at trainingbeta.com/roots, and we've had it since 2014, I think. So tons of people have gone through it. Tons of people have had success on it. And it's just really cool to sit down with somebody and talk about that. So here's Erin. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you on the other side. All right. Welcome to the show, Erin. Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, or a lot about yourself, whatever you prefer.
Nice.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Erin. I live in Seattle, Washington, and I grew up in New York, and then moved out here after I graduated from college. So I've been out here for 3 years now. I'm in my 4th year. And that whole time I've been climbing here, and started climbing in college my junior year, and was just like basically hooked ever since. And have just loved it so much.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started climbing in my sophomore year of college, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then how old are you now?
I'm 25, just turned 25 last week.
Okay. And how do you spend your time?
Well, I work. I'm a software engineer in Seattle. But most of the things I like to do are what I do in my free time. So I climb and I hang out with my friends. Lots of hiking and backpacking here in Seattle, in the like Pacific Northwest area. Before COVID, I really loved traveling. I also like play music, guitar and piano and stuff. Nice. Yeah, and I'm trying to like start getting into more sports. I just took a surfing lesson for the first time, and that was really fun. So I'm excited to, for maybe that's a new chapter in my life that's going to happen soon.
Yeah. Wait, can you surf in Washington?
You can surf on the Pacific Coast in Washington better in like the summer, springish time because it is so cold and like rainy in the winter. But I was actually just in California for a couple of weeks, so I took a lesson there while I could take advantage of the sun.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love to see climbers branching out and doing other things. We can get really narrow-minded in our pursuits, I think.
For sure. Yeah. And, like, nice to just try something new and kind of not be good at it and fail a little bit rather than, like, the type of failing at climbing when you're working on something so hard and, like, you know so much about it. It's nice to just, like, have fun with the new stuff like that.
Right, like, fall down and laugh about it.
Right, right, for sure.
Yeah, cool. So we started talking because I wanted to hear from people who have used our training programs and if they had had any success on them. I've never done this before. I've had training programs out for 8 years now, and I've never had, I don't think, anybody on the program who I specifically asked for this reason. And so you wrote me back this really effusive, amazing email, and you had some great success. And I also wanted to talk to you because you're representative of a lot of our audience, which is, I think a lot of people kind of get tired of hearing about pros or even elite level climbers just because that's not where they're at. And So I was really interested in talking with you because you're at that point in your climbing where, like, you can still make, like, really huge advances, and it's exciting. And so tell me about your experience before the program and on the program and after the program.
For sure. Yeah. So, okay, let's see. I started climbing, as I said, like 5 years ago, and really got more consistent with it when I moved out to Seattle. So, like, in the past 3 years. And I feel like I'm a pretty athletic person and really like training. So climbing was, like, it was easy in that sense. Like, I didn't mind struggling and, like, being really sore and, like, trying really hard. And I really got into it that way. But then, like, I said in my email, like, I would build strength and then plateau, really. So, like, before I started the training program, I was leading, like, 10 Ds in the gym and then projecting 11 A's. Like, 11 A was my, I don't know, like, what the right word is. I guess project, but, like, my struggle, because I could do all the moves on them but could never do them all in order. And would, like, project them for months and basically just until they would change the routes at the gym. I'd be like, okay, then let's pick the next one. So, yeah, I like, was getting frustrated with plateauing and, like, getting frustrated with, like, not being able to build strength as quickly as I, like, could see my male counterparts. Sometimes just, like, could get really strong just through climbing, and I was like, I think I need more than, like, just climbing to get strong. But then the, like, real trigger, I think, was I went on a trip to the Red River Gorge in Kentucky. And it was so cool there, and it all felt so hard and, like, long, and I was like, oh, I just want to be able to, like, really do this stuff, like be able to come back and, like, really get on climbs here, and feel confident and, like, successful. So I came back from that trip and I was like, I'm ready to start training. And so then I was just, like, Googling training programs and found yours, and I was like, this looks so good. And then for me, like, it was such a rapid improvement when I started doing it. I started in, like, May or June of this year. And, like, really, really was really good about sticking with it and, like, not skipping any sessions and stuff like that. So I, like, within, I don't know, I can't really remember, within, like, a few months, I was, like, sending 11 A's no problem, and, like, now am projecting, like, high 11s, low 12s at the gym, and I've, like, it improved my bouldering too, which I didn't expect. So I was doing, I'll rewind, I'm doing the route training program. So yeah, the biggest things, like, really that I noticed first was that I was able to keep climbing through a session without just getting pumped out. Like, I used to, I would, like, when I was projecting my 11As, I would want to, like, do one warm-up route and then just get on it if I really wanted to send it, because otherwise I'd be too pumped, like, if I did a few, like, a couple more warm-ups before the 11A. Mm. And that was really frustrating because I could just, like, couldn't keep climbing. And the same thing with my bouldering sessions. But then with the program, I can just, like, climb through a whole session without getting so pumped out. So, like, I'll get on my projects and then, like, keep doing some, like, mid-11s, low-11s, and, like, don't have to quit because I can't feel my forearms anymore.
That's so amazing. That was make your sessions so much more fun.
Yes, for sure. Way more fun. And just, like, I, like, really, something else I was really noticing and still do notice all the time is, like, before the program, I would have, like, you know, you're on a route and, like, going to a move or, like, throwing to something and you're tired and you're, like, throwing and you're just, like, I'm going to fall off of this. And I have that all the time. And sometimes I think it's, like, self-sabotaging because I, like, kind of decide I'm going to fall before I actually fall. So when I go for it, I don't try as hard. But even if I'm trying as hard as I could, I would just, like, fall off because I was so tired. And then, like, now with the, after the, doing the program, I've been able to, like, I have that feeling and I, like, throw and I go for it and it just, like, sticks and I can hang on and I can clip. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best. So yeah. that's been one of my favorite feelings for sure.
That's great. Wow. Congrats on your success. That's so exciting. You were like, I can't do any 11As, and now you're just, like, warming up on them, basically.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I, over the summer, like, flashed an 11B that I just walked up to, and that was, like, I was just like, did that actually just happen? I have no idea. And then a couple weeks ago at the gym, I on-sighted an 11C for the first time, and that was really big, too. I was like, wow, that was really exciting.
Yeah. Well, and does this, do you climb outside much?
Yeah. I've like, my versions have been more going on trips and having like bigger stints of it and then like coming back to climbing in the gym. But there's a spot, in like central Washington that I'll go to, like a few times in the fall and a few times in the spring, but I'm not getting outside like every weekend to climb. I wish I was, but I'm not right now.
Okay. All right. But in the times that you have you noticed that it translates to outdoor climbing too?
Definitely. Especially like being able to like, I mean the whole route climbing training, at least so far, has been just like so focused on endurance, so like especially climbing outside, like you don't, the moves you're doing aren't as clear as what you're doing inside when it's all color coded, obviously. So that time that it takes to like sit and like hang on and just like think about what you want to do and like try a couple things, like go for a hand and then decide like, oh, I actually want to switch that out and do something else. Like those kinds of things I just didn't have the endurance for before. And now I can send stuff because I have the endurance to just like hang on to the wall for longer, which is a huge deal.
Yeah. It is.
And like that, I got outside a few weekends ago and did this route that was just like so long. It was like the longest route I had done in Vantage, which is the spot in central Washington. I don't remember how long, but it was like 15 clips or something. That felt really long for me, and I sent that, which felt like a big deal because it was just like way longer than what I've normally been doing outside, so I was really excited about that too.
Yeah. Wow, so fun. This is great. So what I'm curious about is, how do you think the program helped you, like what and so this episode, mm-hmm. this interview can be relevant to anybody who is interested in trying our programs, but also anybody who's interested in just like training themselves. So my curiosity is about what parts of this program helped you the most.
Right. Oh, that's such a good question. Well, first of all, just like having something as basic as a climb, like climbing workout, and then a gym workout to do after it. I wasn't doing many gym workouts ever after a climbing session. So just like getting in some strength training or core training after has made a huge deal for my climbing for sure. And also just like feels really good. And I realized it's really like, I really enjoy it. It's really fun to lift weights. I never lifted weights before this.
Yeah.
So that's a good time. And like another thing that was cool about that too, is just like, the feeling of looking at the thing you have to do today for the training and being like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work. And then doing it and being like, oh, I can do it. Like especially with the workouts, like it tells me to do 4 rounds of these workouts. And I'm like, oh, like maybe I'll get through 1 or 2. And then after I do 2, I'm like, oh, I can totally do 3 or 4. And like that type of, like the confidence that gives me is really valuable. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like looking at a thing that's daunting and then knowing that you can actually do it.
Right. For sure. Yeah. I also, I really liked how it split into cycles. Like it split into the 6-week cycles of like the first one was power endurance. And the second one was, I think, like strength and power. And then it went back to power endurance. And then it did something else. And then it did finger training. And I just like felt like that order was really cool for a bunch of reasons. Like, one, it just works. Like, like it really worked to do a lot of power endurance and like get my cardio and power endurance a lot better. And then be like, okay, now I kind of want to be able to just do like bigger moves. And then the strength and power training comes in. And then like, I found myself being like, okay, I totally have the endurance to be able to like get through a 12A or like a 12B, but my little fingers are slipping off of them. And then like the finger training came in and I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I just kept being like surprised. Like it guided me on like what I was predicting I wanted, and then it would just happen on the training program and I'd be like, oh, this is perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah
that's cool. So do you feel like so it sounds like you have more strength and power and you have more finger strength now?
For sure. Yeah, like I said, it has improved my bouldering too. I was like projecting V4s bouldering before, and like would project a V4 for like many weeks before getting it, and now I can like do most V4s and V5s in the gym and have gotten to project some V6s, which is like, I don't know, there's like getting to break through into V6 territory is, I'm like, wow, now I'm in it. So it felt good.
Yeah, that's so fun. So in your workouts, I want to know, what were your favorite things that it told you to do, and what were your least favorite things that it told you to do in the program?
Really good question. Well, I really like, for the climbing workouts, I really like just all the different types of like doubles and triples and like medium hard, easy hard, medium hard type of like repetition climbing it has. 'Cause that is just a really fun workout for me to like go do on my own on like an auto belay and just like put my headphones in and like really try so hard and like sweat and just climb. And I like how like the change in them, and by that I mean like some days it's medium easy, easy medium, and some days it's hard, that just like mixes it up and keeps it really fresh. and give and like helps you learn what you can keep doing, like something that has helped with outdoor climbing for sure is a bunch of climbing in general, maybe, but like especially in the Midwest that I've done, is like all the hard stuff is like mostly like the 75% of it, and then the last 25% is just kind of like a 5.8, but I'd be so wrecked and tired. I'd get to the 5.8, I'd like have to shake out for like minutes and then keep going and be scared I was gonna fall on like the 5.8 section of my hard project. But then when you're doing the repetition workouts and do like hard easy, and you feel really tired on the easy one, but you learn like, okay, I'm just like, I don't need to fall off of easy. Mm-hmm. Like I feel tired and I feel pumped, but I don't need to fall. So that's definitely been really translatable to outside.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And yeah, you learn that you can stack things on each other and you have enough in the tank to do it.
Right, right.
And then what about the weight in the weight room, that stuff? What were things that you liked and didn't like?
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with the TRX workouts because they're so good, but they hurt so bad. Yeah. So I like those. I definitely like the weight days a lot. Like if I see a day that's like dumbbell bicep curls and I actually just can't remember the names of any of them, eyes, Y's, and T's and stuff like that, like those mm-hmm. those days I think are really fun and go by fast. I don't like doing burpees, so those are hard to get myself to do. So maybe the ones that get more the ones that get more cardio in the weight room I don't like as much, but I know they work, so I want to do them, but I really just like all, like the abs and the weight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so TRX is love hate, burpees is hate.
Yeah.
Anything else that you didn't like about either the climbing or the weight room stuff?
Oh, climbing, I don't like the 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off ones. Because it just mm-hmm. hurts my skin so much. Like, at the gym, my hands get so raw from just, like, being on jugs for 15 minutes.
Totally.
So those are tough. I've definitely have skipped some of the 15-minute on and off ones and just, like, done triples or something instead because it hurts.
Yeah. It's also, I think, hard to find time in the gym, especially during the busy times where you feel comfortable doing that.
Right. For sure. Yeah. I feel like that's also like something that maybe I don't know if I would say I don't like it about the training program, but it's just a challenge, is like finding the time to do it and balancing it with just like whatever else I might want to be doing climbing, you know, like I had a while where I was really focused on it and didn't care if I was just like climbing alone to get it done. Because it was really fun, but then I start like missing climbing with friends and missing just projecting and not having a goal. So I think that's been more of my challenge recently, is trying to keep up with training, but also let myself go and just have some like free fun without worrying about looking at what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a great segue into my next question, because the program has 3 days of training on it per week.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder a lot about how many people actually do all 3 days of training and like how you worked that into your schedule. And yes, if it was fun or not. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think for me, I just go through waves of being really on it, or less focused on it. For the first 6 weeks, it was like the beginning of the summer here, but like before the mountains got not snowy anymore, so backpacking wasn't a thing yet. So I could be, I was like really, really on it for those weeks. And also my partner did it with me for a few of the weeks at the beginning too, which made it fun to like hold each other accountable, but he dropped off pretty quickly. he did get injured. He didn't give up. He got injured, so it's okay. But yeah, so sometimes like if I want a little more balance and like to have to just like have a chill climbing day and not do the big workout, like I'll just climb with my friends, like either bouldering or lead climbing, and then I'll do the full workout afterwards. Like I'll do the gym workout on my own afterwards. 'Cause even like just adding that in is like such a huge improvement, and does so much. So like if I can just do half of it, that's really big. I think for a while also, like I struggled with like doing too much. Like I would do the 3 days of the workouts, but then I would also want to climb with friends. So then I would climb like another couple days of the week, and then I was climbing like 5 days a week and was just so tired for like trying to add that in so quickly. And I was like, okay, like I need to try to balance and do a little bit less.
Yeah. That's a great lesson. I think that a lot of people end up doing that. And I think a lot of people see, this is my program, this is what I have to do, there's no compromising here. And then they burn themselves out and they stop doing it. But it sounds like you found like a really nice happy medium where you can do what you know works for you and still have fun climbing.
For sure. Yeah. I think it also depends on what the cycle is. So like I can do, if it's like in the strength and power cycle, there were some bouldering days. So I was just like, oh, I'll just boulder with friends, but I'll do the workout that I'm supposed to do. Or like if I could just do doubles for rope climbing, I would do that with friends too. I think like the harder one was finger training because it was so much hangboarding. And I would just get kind of like lonely and not want to just hangboard alone for 2 hours a few days a week. I was like, okay, like maybe I'll boulder a little bit more this week, and like that can be my finger strength stuff for this week. So some trade-offs like that.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you that like some training is usually better than no training, and if you have a plan in front of you, you at least know what to do at the gym.
For sure.
When you go in.
For sure. Yeah, I always have an option of something to do, and which is nice because then I don't have any excuse not to do it other than if I just don't want to, which is okay too. Like I let myself just not want to work out sometimes, but I'm never like, oh, I don't really know what I would do after this, or like, oh, I could use a little bit more of a workout, but I don't really know what to do. Like all I have to do is just look up what to do today and
right, yeah,
you tell me too.
Yeah, that's always how I put it when I'm telling people about the program. I'm like, it just tells you exactly what to do when you go in the gym, because so often easy. We're just kind of lost. Yeah.
Right.
You also said in your email, and I quote, "I also love having the training program for my mental health. Coming out of the pandemic, it's been hard to motivate to work out, but when I do, I always feel better." Do you want to talk about that a little?
For sure. Yeah. I am definitely someone who, like, my de-stressor is exercise. Like I need to exercise every day or I'll start to not feel good. And I think like, I mean, obviously the pandemic stopped me from exercising a bit. And then coming out of it, whatever version of out of it we are, like at the beginning of this summer, I was trying to get my routine back, but didn't really know how because we were kind of in this like half and half world of still kind of in it, still kind of out of the pandemic. But gyms were open and to have a program that just told me what to do. And then I could like really quickly see that it was actually, it was fun and it was working. I was like, oh, truly perfect. And yeah, any times I would just like be working from home and then it would be the evening and I'd be like, oh, I don't really want to go out. I'd just be like, oh, all I have to do is get to the gym and just start. And then once I get there and start, like, but I'm having fun and I'm feeling good. And it like changes everything about my day and my mental health for sure.
It's pretty crazy how it does that. You can go from having the worst day ever to being like, I love my life after your session.
So, so true. Yeah. I have been reading about body stress response cycles and just like how exercise makes so much sense that it helps your body complete its stress cycle and like brings you back to a state of feeling calm. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is what's happening in me all every day that happens.
Yeah. It's funny when you can just narrow it down to chemicals. You're like, it's just these chemicals that are making me feel these ways.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing.
I have one last question for you, unless there's something else you want to talk about. But as a nutritionist, I'm always curious how people augment their diets when they're training. Did you notice you had to do anything differently?
I definitely got hungrier. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have, just been eating more, which is good. I used to be, like, really good at eating 3 meals a day with like snacks in between and stuff when life was normal before the pandemic. And then I got more like into, I would just like skip breakfast because I was drinking coffee and then I would be full until lunch and then I would eat and then like maybe not really exercise. So I didn't have to eat so much later in the day. And like, I wasn't feeling good. So since starting, I think like I've been more consistent about like eating breakfast every day, being hungry for snacks, and like eating a full good lunch before I'm gonna go like do any climbing later. But I haven't gotten so into like learning more about nutrition, but I do kind of feel like that's gonna be a next step for me, especially like seeing your podcasts about nutrition and just like ways to think about it. I think that would be a cool and helpful thing to learn about. So like the same thing with the mental health chemicals, you know, it's like, yeah. If you put these things in, that it works. I definitely like, I've needed more protein. I used to be more vegetarian, whatever that can mean. And I know vegetarians can eat protein too, but sometimes it's harder and sometimes it doesn't taste as good. So I've been less vegetarian and eating more protein, which definitely makes me feel good.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are a little bit afraid of, well, when they start training and climbing a lot, they're like, I'm hungry, but I shouldn't eat because I'm going to gain weight. Did you ever have that? And did anything happen with your body or body image through all of this?
No, I am definitely, when I feel hungry, I want to eat, and I feel lucky that I have that. I know that like that can be really hard with training, especially with climbers who want to stay light. But like if I don't have energy to climb, then there's no point in being light is how I feel. And I notice a huge difference when I don't have like, when I don't have enough energy because I haven't eaten enough for climbing, like especially outside I struggle a bit because like a lot of places we go here are like a long car ride that we wake up early in the morning and I'm not so hungry in the morning, and then like sometimes I get nervous climbing outside a little bit and then that like stifles my appetite a little bit, and then I want to climb something hard and then I get on it and I'm like, I literally can't pull up, like I need to come down and eat lunch and wait like 30 minutes and then get on it again, and it's like a totally different story. As far as body image, I mean, I have gotten a lot stronger and I love that. I said in my email, I like read it before this, and I had said that like I have new muscles that I'd never seen before, mm-hmm. which is such a good feeling. Yeah. So that's really fun. And just to like be able to connect, like these muscles that I have now are helping me like do something that I love to do. That is really, really satisfying.
Yeah. Cool. So it seems like it's been a pretty healthy journey for you in every way.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. It's been really fun. I've told a lot of people about it. I hope that some of my friends have signed up. I'm not sure. But everybody knows I'm doing this training program.
Well, and that was one thing I was going to say, too, is when you have such quick increase in your abilities, I'm sure you've gotten some acknowledgement or like exclamations from your friends, like, where did that come from?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, my partner is like my biggest cheerleader and is always telling me to get on harder stuff, because he's like, you're strong now, you can get on harder stuff than this, and I'm like, I'm not ready yet. But yeah, it's nice. It feels good to have to have that kind of acknowledgement. It's been really fun.
Nice. Well, thanks for doing it, and I'm so happy for your success. Congrats.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, any last words for people on training in general or this program?
I mean, if you like training, do it. And maybe if you don't like training, push yourself to do it. I think like I grew up doing taekwondo was one of my main sports, and so I was like really used to having to do workouts and like push-ups and crunches all the time, so like I have a really like training focused mindset already, so it was kind of easy for me to just pick it up and like go with it. But I feel like sometimes it can be hard for people to like to get themselves to do it, because the beginning can just be like so painful and hard, but it's really worth it to push through it if you want to.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that, because when Chris Peters made this root training program, his initial thought was a lot of these people who are going to get on this program don't have a level of base fitness. Mm-hmm. And so the first 6 weeks is kind of like boot camp. Right. It's power endurance. It's basically just trying to make people fitter all over, mm-hmm. and like get people to do their first pull-up if they've never done one, things like that.
Right.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
way to go sticking through it.
Yeah. I've appreciated that too about it, is like it's really good at working for all levels. I think like it just tells you to do like your, like it describes things as like your on-site level route, like do something, do a few triples of a route that's like at least 3 or 4 letter grades below your on-site level, for example, mm-hmm. Which is just really inclusive for all levels of climbers. I was happy to like start doing it and have it not tell me like, if you're a 12D climber, get on this stuff, because like as you said at the beginning, it's like it as a not professional and not full-time climber, it's easy to get discouraged by the world of professional climbers. It's very intimidating sometimes. Yeah, it's nice to have it just be like, yeah, if you can do like to describe things in terms of like of everyone, and have it be able to work for everyone like that.
Cool. Yeah, that's what we were going for.
Nice.
This has been so great talking to you and just hearing basically you say the things that I always wanted people to get out of this program. So
nice.
It's great. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say, sorry, I have so many ideas. Something I've been working on, and also maybe like a word of advice for the route program, I think especially, is like keep taking falls, especially like if you have any fear of falling, because I think this has been more of a challenge too with this, with the program, is like I used to be pretty unafraid of falling because I was climbing till I was like so pumped and like couldn't help but fall all the time. And then so then with the training program, I am sometimes lead climbing less because I'll do like auto belay laps or like top rope laps if I'm climbing with friends to get in all the laps. So I'm not taking scary falls as much. And I also like have the endurance to stay on and like try harder. So sometimes I'm falling less. So then I've noticed sometimes like going outside and even sometimes in the gym, which is like frustrating me, I get scared of falling. So I'm trying to like focus on just like making myself fall and making myself like climb more to the point of like being a little more uncomfortable so that I will fall, because I know I'm falling less by doing the program.
Yeah,
that's been one I've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah, so like having to make a conscious effort to make yourself fall.
Right.
Or like your partner said, just climb on harder things all the time.
Right. Also like that. Used to. For sure.
But it's nice to have some successes for a while.
Right. Yeah. I think for sure getting on harder stuff would do the trick. So
yeah,
gotta get asked for that.
Yeah. Do you have any projects right now?
I've been bouldering a little bit the past couple weeks. So I've been projecting a V6, which has been fun. At the gym, there was a like, I've been trying to get on more stuff that's not my style. So I really like crimpy face climbing and steep stuff is harder. So I've been trying to get on more steep stuff because that's also what tends to happen outside more often. So there's like a pretty steep 11C at Vertical World right now that I've been working on. But like, it's nice to have that project because it also forces me to keep up with the workouts, because I need to be getting better core strength. Like I can like tell a move, like I'm working on a move and I'm like, oh, if I just like do some core workouts for a week, I can get that move next week. So yeah, that's been a fun part about projecting. I have projects outside too that have just lasted a while. I think my downfall with projects outside is I forget my beta, so I come back and I'm kind of starting them fresh again. So maybe I need to start writing down my beta or something like that so I can remind myself what to do.
I do voice memos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think that's super helpful, especially if you don't get out like every weekend or every week.
Cool. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like there's an 11A at Vantage called Psychogenic Fugue thus far, and it's like really the crux is just like really technical, and I came back to it like after doing all my training, and I was like, I'm gonna send this, no problem, like I had such an ego, and then just like fell at the crux again, and I was like, dang it, like I guess I have to still try and like remember my beta and not just assume I'm gonna get it on the first try.
These are all really good lessons. Yeah, like you get stronger, but you still get slapped in the face sometimes,
for sure. Yeah in one of your podcasts I was listening to, I think it was the one about it was How to Keep Your Ego in Check, and it was like whoever you were interviewing, I forget their name, but he was saying like you have to remember that you have to try hard on things. Yeah. Like his warm-up route for, like, that he does before a project, like, whatever, his warm-up route was, like, a 13A, and he was, like, and I still, like, really have to, like, breathe through it and really try hard, and I have to remind myself of that, too, which I've definitely noticed for myself, too, is, like, oh, yeah, it's not just gonna be a walk in the park doing, doing some things that I can send now, you know?
Yeah, totally. I got on this really short 12C, like, last month or something. I was like, this shouldn't take me too long. And so, you know, because whatever. And I got on it like five times and didn't do it. And at the fifth time, I was like, oh, I have to try hard right here.
Yeah.
And that's all it took. And I was like, okay, got it.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Because I was just expecting it to not be that hard.
Right.
And yeah, you can fall into that trap with grades.
Right. For sure. For sure. And yeah, grades are annoying like that. And yeah, I think that that's like, yeah, that's definitely been a thing for me with training is like some things have become just like, oh, this is way easier than before. But then don't just expect it to be like that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Cool. Well, I think we've covered everything that I wanted to cover. Did we cover everything you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, keep me posted on your success.
Yeah.
And thanks again for being willing to talk about this, and really, really good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for reaching out. It was so cool to get your email about just like looking to see if anyone wanted to chat about the program, and I was like, pick me. But yeah, it was really cool to get to like meet you face to face over the computer. And thanks for everything you do and like putting this all together and like being an awesome woman who runs this whole biz is like the coolest thing and is very inspiring. I was like way more likely to choose a training program by a woman than anything by a man, so thanks.
Thank you, that means a lot, like a lot, so I appreciate that. Thanks.
Nice.
All right, well, take care, Aaron, and yeah, keep crushing.
Cool, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that talk with Aaron. I know I did. I had a really nice time talking with her. And just hearing from somebody who has used our program to become a better climber. I mean, I know that they're out there. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people now have used our programs. And I know I've gotten some nice emails from people saying that, you know, they sent their project or they're feeling so much more confident and stronger at the gym. And I love getting those emails, and it was just really cool to sit down with somebody and have a long conversation about what she liked and what she didn't like about the program and why it worked and all the things. So again, congrats to Erin on your success, and thank you for sharing. If you're interested in trying the same program that Erin tried or uses, you can go to trainingbeta.com/roots. And again, you get 3 workouts every week. You go through 6-week cycles of power endurance and strength and finger strength and maintenance and everything you need to become a better root climber. So again, it's trainingbeta.com/roots. And you can find us at trainingbeta.com and us on Instagram at trainingbeta. And I really appreciate you listening all the way to the end, and I'll talk to you next week.